Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Colton Cowser met with the media after the Orioles were swept by Kansas City.
But, you know, more disappointed in the result of what happened. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Kind of looking over for slider and then kind of get one that runs up and in on you. Try to get out of the way and end up swinging.
How difficult is this?
Yeah, it sucks. You know, personally, it feels like kind of let the team down there. You know, just get hit by a pitch there, we take the lead. But, you know, overall, it's not a good feeling. Just sucks. It's pretty much the only way to sum it up.
With how tough of a second half this was for you guys, were there any moments where you felt like you might be coming out of this before kind of, you know, rallies were stymied there at the end?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we did it all year long. The second half was a little tough, but, you know, I feel like we can score any time, and it's just one of those times where we ran into a pitching staff that, you know, shut us down completely. And, you know, props to them. You know, they had two great arms go out, and their bullpen was shut down. So, you know, just one of those things that happens.
You're getting your taste of postseason experience. What are you going to take away from this experience?
Yeah, it was electric. You know, the fans were great. You know, I know we let them down. You know, going to be pretty disappointed. And, you know, as players, we feel just as disappointed. But, you know, I think the big thing is just kind of learn from it and then, you know, come back even hungrier next year.
Could you have imagined, you know, after Sunday when you guys played so well against the Yankees and the Twins that something like this would happen?
You know, I don't really – it's hard to tell. I mean, we were really – you know, our offense was clicking pretty well. And you know, our pitching was great. We just couldn't scrap together a couple of runs there. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, I know it's a tired thing to say, but it's baseball. You know, weird things happen. Yeah.
Still a good season for you, though. What did you learn about yourself and personally as a player, too?
Yeah, I learned a lot. You know, it was probably one of the more trying years I've had so far in my life. So many ups and downs, you know, I'd say I learned a whole lot about myself mentally, not even physically, just more mentally, just, you know, how much of a grind it is and just how important it is to stay positive and confident. And as soon as that wavers, you know, this game's going to eat you up and spit you out. And, you know, I think that I learned that, you know, it's a whole year. Don't get too down on your lows and don't get too high on your highs. Just ebbs and flows of the game. And, you know, I'm looking forward to what I learned this year and taking it into future years.
From an offensive standpoint or the approach standpoint, do you feel like they beat you guys or you beat yourselves?
You know, I'm not going to discredit them at all. You know, they definitely came out and they did what they were supposed to do. You know, I feel like we could have stringed together a couple ABs in a row and, you know, we started to do that and just kind of missed the big hit. And, you know, I think that as a whole, you know, I wouldn't say we beat ourselves, but we, you know, just didn't come through.
Colton, I know you're trying to tough out through it, but I mean, that was a really shocking moment when you got hit by the pitch. Do you worry that it kind of had an effect on the team seeing you get hurt like that?
No, not necessarily. I know it affected me a little bit just because I'm pretty – not physically, but just more – I was just more disappointed that you know, it's one of those things that left on left, it happens every once in a while. You know, it looks really bad on film, but, you know, if you haven't been someone who's stood in the box against a lefty throwing 98 mile per hour sinkers, it's hard to comprehend really what happened, you know. Just one of those times where I was looking out over and then try to get out of the way. You know, I don't necessarily think that it affected the team at all. You know, do I wish that it was a different result? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like we probably could have strung together a couple more there. But, yeah, I don't think so.
Thank you.